Relationship. Now I believe that relationships is one of the most important things in our lives at this stage. And if you want to go into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, you've got to let something go to receive something more. And the thing that you must let go is yourself. And trying to be clever, trying to be smart. Just let it go. Because the whole and the most important thing is walking into this relationship that's going to last forever, forever. Do you know what are relationships? Papa, mama, brothers, sisters, later on, wives, husbands, children. And we realize that this relationship is what life is all about. And I think we lost a lot of intimacy over the years. They just never taught us intimacy in church. We spoke about the Jesus that's there, instead of realizing that Jesus is right inside of me. And if he's inside of you, then I've got to have some type of relationship with him. I cannot be in this relationship, but I never speak to you. I just never talk to you. And the question today is, do you speak and talk to Jesus? And not with one of these old religious voices, ach, Segen, Vater. No. Talk to him. And I want to ask you today, do you hear him talking to you? Have you ever seen him? I think relationship over years was under a lot of pressure. And the biggest thing that's got to change into your life in the time that we're going into, is my relationships. Why is the world at war? They're fighting. They've got no relationship. They are now opposing one the other. And we will see that we're going into a time when this is going to get worse. What is this whole thing? One important thing is you cannot enter into a relationship if you don't manage to handle your own problems. Just let go of your past. Forget it. Walk out of it. If we keep on remembering the wrong, you will never walk into something new. And this is something that you go home and you've got to go and do on your own. The thing that goes with relationship is love. Is it possible for you to love people? We see nations love people but hate nature. They kill dogs and they kill. What in the world is going on? And the Bible says that over and over, and Father loved you so much that he did this and this and this for you. This is what love is all about. And we must realize one thing is Jesus loves you just as you are. with all your faults, with all the negatives. So we're going to walk out today. Do you feel rejected? Do you feel lonely? Are you depressed? You can never forgive if you cannot love. Love is the biggest thing that's got to be in you so that you can forgive. And the Lord Jesus loves you just as you are. He handles your past and is actually waiting for you to handle your own problems. So church, let us remember this conference. There was such a lot of great teaching today, last night. Things that we will ponder on for days to come. Where are we going? We're going into a time of turmoil, world war. We're going to see hatred, bitterness, killing. What does he say? I always say we get to the end of life where I ask myself, what if I go, what am I leaving behind? Am I leaving behind something for my family, for this family, for the world? So open your heart and let peace come in. Amen. Lord, we want to thank you for this great 2 days we had, tomorrow morning coming. You were so good to us. Thank you that we can see the angels. Thank you that we can hear their singing. I heard their singing all day. Lord Jesus, we are important to you, not realizing how important you are to us. May your peace, your overflowing goodness, go with each one as we go out tonight. Open our hearts and our understanding for your love. And thank you, Lord, for the one big promise. The best is yet to come. Amen. Amen. Go in peace.